The study, published in the journal Geology, looked at the history of flood stages and river flows along portions of the Mississippi and Missouri rivers. It concludes that the dams, dikes, and levees constrict rivers so that when there are massive floods, such as on the Mississippi in 1993, they make the situation worse. Everett Schock is a professor at Washington University and one of the authors of the study.
There needs to be some very clever thought on how to go about some differences in management practice so that we aren't making large floods worse.
The Army Corps of Engineers, which built and maintains the flood control projects along the rivers, says the study is flawed because it doesn't use updated data and it doesn't consider the role that man-made reservoirs play in holding back waters during floods. The Corps also notes that before the flood projects, the rivers often damaged homes, businesses, and property on a large scale, something the Corps says rarely happens now. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.